The Torah Kedosh in Parashat Tzav tells us, "Ufashas begodah v'lovish begodim acherim v'hoitzi sadashim." And Rashi explains what the Torah means to say is that when the Kohen would do the avoid of removing the ash, he would change his clothing. And Rashi says, "Ein zechoyva." It's not an obligation to change your clothing. El derech eretz. The Torah teaches us proper manners. Shelo yilachlech b'hoitzas adashim. He shouldn't get himself dirty when he carries out the ash. The clothing that he always wore when he did the avodah, he should not wear those clothing when he takes out the ash. And Rashi gives a mashal, the clothing which one cooked in the kitchen, he doesn't wear when he serves his employer. So it's when we look at the Rashi, we need to understand, Rashi begins by saying that begodim chshuvim, the dignified clothing, he should not wear that when he does a lesser important avodah. But then Rashi turns, and Rashi says, Rashi's focused that he shouldn't wear the dignified clothing when he's doing a job that could get him dirty. But then Rashi turns and focuses that he shouldn't wear the less dignified clothing when he wears when he does a more dignified, important job. And of course, what we need to understand when we learn the Rashi is why is the Torah actually so focused on the clothing that the person, the Kohen, wears when he does the various avodas? So the Sefer Divrei Yisrael for the Majlis Rebbe takes a very interesting approach to the subject. He says that all of us in life spend time in avodas Hashem, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, but we can't just do that all the time. And we also have to spend our time in our lives doing other things, eating, drinking, working. But our attitude to those activities, he explains, has to be that they too are avodas Hashem. He says the Mishnah in Masechet Maaser Sheni, Daf Per Gimel Mishnah Ches, says, Lishka Abnuya Bechol, you are a chamber in the Beis Hamikdash that was built in the non-Kodesh area, Upsucha LeKodesh, but its entrance is to the Kodesh, it has the Alocha as if it is Kodesh. And he says, that's supposed to be our attitude to what we do in this world. Everything we do in this world has to be l'shem avodas Hashem. However, he says, as much as we have to always try to focus that also is supposed to be avodas Hashem, but he explains, we also have to have our priorities correct. And therefore, he says, we need to know what is the avodas Hashem and what is this preparatory for avodas Hashem. He quotes the famous pasuk. The pasuk says, "Hanestoros l'Hashem alakenu, v'niglos lanu ulvaneinu." Hanestoros, the part of our being which are not easily visible, the heart, the mind, should be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'niglos, our bodies, our activities, that should be lanu ulvaneinu. But we have to remember what is important. What, when we look at a person's body, we recognize that the mind and the heart are what is priority, and what is less important is what we do because we have to do it. And that's what Rashi is teaching us. Rashi is teaching us that when somebody is going from the Beis HaMikdash, when somebody is going from the Avodah, and the Avodah is not only in the Beis HaMikdash, what we do when we're in yeshiva, what we do when we're learning Torah, when we're davening, when we do what we're doing mitzvahs, is all part of the Beis HaMikdash. So, Upashat es begodav, uvelovish begodim b'acherim. Remember that what you just did is what is priority in life, and what you're now going to do is not as important. And therefore, he should take off those clothing. The begodim shebishaben Kais kedera l'rabbi, the begodim that you use for every day, ayim zabai kais l'rabbi. Your mind and your heart are what you use for avodas Hashem. And the rest of what you are is not, is secondary. And therefore, when we go from avodas Hashem to the less important, we should remember what is the priority and what is not the priority. Remember what is the avodas Hashem. Remember what is the begodim that you use limzug bem kois l'rabbi to serve your, to serve the king. And what I used for bishon bem kois, what is just cooking for the king, but not the actual king. And I saw that the Bava Rebbe explains that that same attitude. He says, we know that the Eish, the Torah teaches us the fire that they used on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Loitahei El Mizbeach HaChitzon. We brought that fire from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So again, the Mizbeach HaPnimi certainly represents a higher level of Kedusha. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is the Mizbeach inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Ohel Moed. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is the Mizbeach on which they brought the Ketores, which we know the incredible power the Ketores had. But the Torah tells us, the fire that we light on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the fire that we use when we're outside of the Beis HaMikdash, what is the purpose of that fire? Let's remember what is the purpose of everything we do outside the Beis HaMikdash. It isn't for itself. It doesn't have its own value. Its value is for what we're going to do in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Remember that everything we do outside, the fire that we light outside of the Beis HaMikdash, is for inside the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why, perhaps, this parsha begins with the words tzav. And Rashi says, ein tzav el miyad uladoiris. Whenever the Torah says the word tzav, it means for now and for all future generations. And when we learn that Rashi, it's sort of a difficult Rashi to understand. If there's any parsha in the Torah that we could identify as not necessarily being miyad uladoiris, as not necessarily being there for all future generations, it's probably this week's parsha, which speaks about the kabbonis and which speaks about the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, which unfortunately did not last for all generations. And yet, here is where the Torah says miyad uladoiris. Here's where the Torah speaks about all future generations. How are we to understand that? The answer is that although, unfortunately, the actual avoda in the Beis HaMikdash no longer is with us currently, hopefully soon, b'binyan Beis HaMikdash b'mehirah b'yameinu, but the lessons that we learn, the lesson that we learn that everything we do outside of the Beis HaMikdash, everything that we're doing is for a goal, for a purpose, that we are all doing, everything that we do is to enhance our avodas Hashem, that lesson remains miyad uladoiris for all future generations.